Well, good morning. We hope and pray that you're doing well. We put this on the online service as a youth message, but we also, it's sort of like a combination message of hope and joy for this time of the year and what the Bible talks about. Besides that, we're all young at heart, right? So we're all youth. The young people of the church last week fellowshipped with Capital City Church of God, and it was a good thing, good time of celebration for the time of the year and to be able to fellowship with one another. Looking forward to next year when maybe the COVID thing is kind of eased a little bit and we can get back to normal, whatever normal is. But looking forward to it, we praise God for the vaccines. I just got an email from Tallahassee Memorial a while ago saying they've received the Moderna vaccine and are getting ready to put it out, and the same with Capital Regional. So we got a lot of wonderful things to look forward to. The gospel message this week is out of Luke, and it starts at verse 21 through 35. Now, I won't look at the whole message there and read it to you, but it's primarily about the prophecy of Simeon, who was blind until he was able to see the Messiah, and that was Jesus. And when Jesus was 8 days old, they took him to the temple to be consecrated and to be a part of the ritual in the Jewish tradition to recognize the baby. So the Holy Spirit had revealed to Simeon that he would not die until he had seen the Lord's Messiah. So it was a prophecy, and of course we know now that the prophecy came true. But what is a prophecy? A prophecy is something that a called person of the Lord who prophesies something that the message maybe the Lord had given to him, and they put it out there, and something that will happen later on or in the future or sometime soon. So prophecy is a very important part. The whole Bible is a prophecy about the Lord Jesus Christ and that the prophecies that came true. So we come into a time of the year now that we look at it between Christmas and New Year's, so what we call the 12 days of Christmas, or January the 6th, which is Epiphany, celebrating the time that Jesus was revealed to the world. But thinking about us and you and the current situations that we have, what are we thinking about right now? Do we have anything to look forward to is a question that I get all the time, especially with all the challenges that we have in this world. Is there anything coming up that will make us happy and excited? What do you think? Now that Christmas is all over and gone, what are you thinking about now? Well, we could be thinking about vacation, right? Christmas vacation, so to speak, and school starting again. Maybe next week or so, and getting back into the online services, or even if you're able and being a part of the in-person school now, that's a wonderful thing to look forward to, and fellowshipping again with your friends and all that kind of stuff. But what makes you excited? Before you do all of that stuff and getting ready for school and all that, what makes you excited about the future? Well, there's some good things that we have to look forward to as we think a little further ahead in our life and in the upcoming year, and maybe even Lincoln, maybe summer vacation, we'll be able to go somewhere this year and have lots of time to play, and sometimes between now and then we might have a birthday party to go to or something like that. But if we think a little further ahead, maybe just a few years. Now, we have youth that are in pretty much all age groups, right up to teenagers and getting into young adults. And a lot of things I remember in my life, and I was saying, oh, I can't wait until I'm old enough to get a driver's license. Well, that was nice. And now here I am, 76 years old, and I've had a driver's license since I was 16. Now I look forward to other things. You see, when I was talking about, the Bible says that the week after Jesus was born, his mother and father took him to Jerusalem, where they met a man named Simeon, who talked with them and gave them a blessing. Now, Simeon was very old, so he didn't have a lot to look forward to anymore in this life, or maybe he had just been content to look forward to his retirement, taking it easy, maybe visiting grandchildren, enjoying memories. But the Bible says that Simeon was actually looking forward to the time what they called the consolation of Israel, which means he was looking forward to the coming of Jesus Christ, the Messiah. He wanted to see Jesus face to face and know the Son of God in the flesh and draw near to him like we do in a spiritual sense. And when Jesus was born, Simeon felt that his life was complete. So what are you looking for in your life? You look forward to school, and you look to continue to grow up. You look forward to being older, looking forward to getting married, having grandchildren, and even way far off, looking forward to retirement or many other things in life. Simeon reminds us that there's much more to seek in life, and we ought to sit and set our sights. Sometimes we set them too low. We can look forward to knowing God more and more as we get older, growing closer to God in every way that we can, and we can look forward to knowing Jesus and living with him more closely as the years go by. Now, we do that in a spiritual sense now. Jesus, in the physical sense, when Simeon seen him, he understood all that. But now, when Jesus said, and he grew up in wisdom and stature that we talk about, and when he got a little older, and he said, I got to go home to be with the Father, and that's what happened during the crucifixion, the death, the burial, the resurrection, his promise coming again, gives us hope. And we can live now with him more closely because of the Holy Spirit and the Bible, and the Word of God. You know, the Word of God is a two-edged sword. And the sword is the truth. The truth of the sword is Jesus and his Spirit. So, we go on. What should we be asking about our life and about our future? And what are we looking for in knowing your God and living more closely with God and drawing so near to him and seeing his face to face in a spiritual sense? You know, it's a wonderful, wonderful joy to do that. So as this Christmas season is here and continuing on in the celebration of birth of Jesus until January the 6th, I pray that you'll open yourself up to new ways in your life, a discipleship that pushes you outside of your comfort zone into uncomfortable and even sometimes painful places. It happens, and we're living in trying times now, so we have painful situations that we're dealing with. But do you know that if you truly love Jesus, you will be able to deal with all this stuff with the peace that passes all understanding? John 3:16 gives us that hope. For God so loved the world, that means you, we are the world, that he gave his only son to love us, to suffer for us, and to die for us. That's the hope and the joy of the Christmas season. It allows us to prepare a place in our heart for him. So may the sword of God's word find you in a gentle and loving heart, the heart of Jesus Christ. Well, God bless you. Hope and pray that you're having a good day. It's such an honor and joy to come and bring you a message of encouragement. I'm encouraged by you, and you encourage me. So that's why we have the biblical mandate to encourage one another. Because it's tough out there right now. We need one another. Amen. God bless.